You are listening to Baking Boss Kitchen Secrets with Naomi Rose, the food business talk show that shares with you the reality of what's happening in the food and hospitality industry. I am on a mission to help as many people as possible grow and build successful food businesses. Each week on this podcast, you'll get useful information, top tips, as well as what's really happening in the kitchen behind the scenes. Let's get on to today's show. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It is Naomi and I am back for another episode of Baking Boss Kitchen Secrets. How is everybody doing this week? What's been going on with you? What's been your wins? What's been your not so good things? What have you learned? I want to hear from you. I love talking to people about their businesses, what's working, what's not, because it's good to share stuff. Sometimes you just need someone to share it with. So come share it with me. You can find me on socials at I Am Baking Boss or pop me an email at naomi@bakingboss.net. I always love hearing from you and what you think of the show, because this show is here to help you. So it's always good to get feedback. Good, not so good, I don't mind. Just tell me what you're thinking. I love to hear from you. So today I am going to be talking about something we have a love-hate, or sometimes it's just a hate-hate relationship with, and that's social media. The world of social media and business and how we can get more sales and customers using social media. For some people, they love it. Some people really don't get on with it. Some people just see the benefits, don't have time, and it becomes a bit of this, I don't know how to describe it, but it feels like you never can feed it enough. It's always hungry. It's always looking for more. And doesn't matter how many times you post, it's never going to be enough. And you don't seem to get the customers, the traction. And how do you cut through all of that noise when there's so much going on? I get it. I've been in social media for a very long time. I have been since the dawn of social media, working in social media. I was back in the early 2000s, whenever that was, when Facebook was just becoming a thing. I was working in a theatre and events organisation, and it was a non-profit, and I was the one that was leading the charge on how social media could really help with business. I really truly believed in it. I thought I could see an opportunity here, and I have been in social media since then. That's nearly over 20 years ago now. I've seen the evolution of social media from the day before pages on Facebook existed. And it's changed massively. Channels have evolved, channels have disappeared. The way people use social media has adapted as well, particularly when video content started coming into the forefront. And it's so hard as a business owner, when you've got hundreds of things on your to-do list, to work out how you can maximize the use of social media, how you get the benefit. And I see so many times, more often than not, that people post on social media, particularly businesses, because they're so busy doing every other thing. They post when there's something important to them rather than thinking about the customer and what they need to see. And then they wonder why they don't get the response on their posts. It's because that's how the social media platforms work. You're just not getting the cut through because it's a matter of working out the best strategy. And that's what's really important here. You don't have to post lots and lots and lots. That's the mystery with social media. It's not about the amount you post. It's about the consistency of posting. That's what's going to be key. And I've got some really great tips for you in this episode on how you can make the most of social media and what you can get there, how you can get the best out of it. My first tip, and I have, just for reference, I've trained a lot of people in social media over the years, so I understand that things change all the time. Things move with the times. Probably this episode in 6 months' time won't necessarily be completely relevant, but the one thing I will say is you don't have to be on every channel. This is the one mystery we have. We have to be everywhere. I used to get people phone me up and tell me that a particular, so this is back in the day when I worked in the office, in corporate environments, in non-profit sector, people would ring me up and say, you've got to get all over it. It's viral over Twitter. Back in the day when things would go viral. I don't know whether they still do go viral. I would argue whether they do or don't. But it would be what they're seeing from people in their feed, which was all relevant. I would see something very different because I'll be looking at a different point of view. I'll be looking at the point of view from the business. I'll be like, no, it's not. I'm not going to get all over it. One thing that I always, always said to people when I've done training or I've worked with businesses is, if you're going to do something, pick one and do it really well. You don't have to do every channel. You don't have to be on TikTok. You don't have to be on Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, Threads, Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it these days. You don't have to do all of them. But if you pick one, pick the one your customers are on. So don't think about what's the easiest for you. Think about where your customers will be and where they're going to see you. So this is about getting to know how your customer consumes media. Maybe your customers aren't on social media. A lot of mine weren't. A lot of mine weren't on social media because it wasn't where they looked. It wasn't where their social groups were. So they didn't use social media. And I was very aware of that. So I had to get into other channels, other ways of doing promoting my business and sharing what I've got coming up, because I knew they weren't all on there. But I thought about what channels I'm going to get traction on. What are people going to see? Where are they going to be? Where is my audience going to be? And I chose that. I didn't think that my audience would be necessarily on TikTok. I didn't think I'd make sales from TikTok. It just wasn't the right channel for my business. I could see the benefits of it for some businesses. It wasn't right for my cafe and bar. So think about that. Think about what your customer will use. Who are they? What will they use? How do they consume their media? Maybe they are younger and they like video content, and that way it's not always just, even though I've just said they're younger, it's not always about age. Take away age, it's about what they enjoy, how they enjoy consuming media, where they find their news, what is it that they're going to engage with. It's about understanding that. So work that one out. If you're not sure, just ask. Ask your customers, are they? Do a quick survey. Offer a prize for free. Just find out where they are. That way you'll get a sense of where you can concentrate on if you pick one. My second tip is scheduling. Now, the majority of social media channels, in fact, I think all of them, allow scheduling. If you do use TikTok and you think it's the right channel for your consumer, for your audience, for your customer, you can schedule on the web platform. So you can schedule. This is about planning. So I talk a lot about planning in my podcasts and in my business. I am an organizer. I have project plans for all sorts of things. I schedule all my social media content. My content is planned out in advance because then I'm being strategic about what I'm sharing. I'm sharing things at the right time for my customers, because that's in my current business. I am looking at what my clients might engage with. In my cafe and bar, I'd think about what is it that I've got coming up? Have I got special events? What will my customers want to see from me? And I would tell those stories strategically at the right times. Didn't mean I had to post every single day. It just meant I had to be more strategic. By scheduling in content and planning content in advance, it takes that pressure away of feeling like you haven't posted and I must post something. So you quickly put something up and it doesn't really work. Sometimes we can do fleet of foot and it works brilliantly, but majority of the time, if you don't actually plan it, it doesn't work as well. So think about what is it that you're going to be doing over the next month and just plan in a few posts. Doesn't mean you can't just impromptuly post if you think there's something that people might want to know. Plan your content, schedule it in advance, because it will really help you. You'll feel organized, you'll be getting the visibility because the social media channels you're posting on like consistency. They don't need it all the time. It's about consistency. So they will start to then show your content to the right people. When it comes to scheduling and thinking about how to get more sales and more customers from your social media, think about what your key messages are. So this is about, not necessarily about the words you use, but think about what you want them to feel. What is it that you want them to know at the end of the post? We can't just post a picture of a cake and expect people to just fly in to your business. It doesn't work like that. It takes a lot more for a consumer to really build that trust and loyalty with you. So what is it that people are going to want from you? It's more than just the cake. It's the experience. It's the bit about you. It's, you know, a couple of podcasts ago, I was talking about how to stand out from the crowd. I talk about it a lot, but it's about telling your story. It's about building that brand loyalty, knowing your business values. What is it that you value? Are they in line with what your customers value? That's what you've got to get across in your messaging. So absolutely, you can post pictures of lovely cakes, but it isn't necessarily going to be enough to get your customers to come through the door. So think about that bigger picture. Think about what it is that draws you into a potential business. What makes you want to go and spend your money with someone? Now think about your customers and what it is about you. That's the messaging that it's got to get across. So think about that. You don't need to spend lots of money on social media. Facebook do encourage more ads these days. You know, it's that is very, very obvious, particularly how the world has changed. But you can use free tools, free software for all of these things. There is lots of free things available that will help you build that content. Lots of apps you can download on your phone as well. There's so many things that can help you. Once you've got some of those key messages and you've thought about that schedule, you don't have to use content once. You can reuse it. You can change the names or change the text or change an imagery, but the purpose of that content is still the same. You just use it again. You can change a few bits up and post it again in 2 or 3 months' time. You don't have to have lots and lots and lots of different content. You think about how often you see a brand logo. If you've got a TV advert comes on, it's that repetition. The repetition is what makes people more aware of it. So that's the consistency part. That's the consistency that you want to get. It's really thinking about, does the imagery, does the key messaging, is it consistent all the way through? Can people resonate with your visuals, with your text, that it's your business? So you can repurpose, reuse, redo. That if you're creating content, don't just make it once, use it for several different things. Like I've already mentioned, telling your story is really important. Using imagery, so particularly in the world of food, having some really great images, some really great photos that will really help you, and videos. So reels on Instagram, if you're not heard of reels, these are the short videos. Reels on TikTok, reels on Facebook. They're all about 90 seconds, but you can have longer and you can go live, talk to your people. But using video, not necessarily just of your food, but of you, talk to your customers, what's going on. Go and have a look at some of the different social media accounts. So one, I interviewed them a few weeks ago. If you haven't listened to the episode, go check it out. But Lovingly Artisan, go have a look at their social media feed. Go see on Instagram, go see on Facebook what they do, how they talk about stuff, the videos that they put up. You see them, you get to know them. And by going on video, people will get to know and love you a lot quicker than just seeing pictures of your food. But if you are posting pictures of the food, I really, really recommend that you get a few professional shots done. And there are people that will train you on how to take great pictures with your phone. And it doesn't cost huge amounts of money if you are thinking about the how much you're spending. Getting great imagery makes a big difference. Having those great images does make a difference. You look at different images. Look at what you're putting out on social media. Does this line up with what your consumer, what your customer might want? So think about that. Photographers also, I'm a big fan of getting some great brand photography, and there's some fantastic photographers out there that a lot of them are local. A lot of them don't cost very much, but that investment in those shots, and you don't have to have every single product that you sell photograph, because you can reuse all of them. You can use them again. Just think about how you can really visualize your business on social media, because that's what will help you get traction in your business, get visibility across those social media channels. The other thing to consider, and this could tie into if you're thinking about what imagery you need or what video you want, and by scheduling and planning your content, you can really think a little bit more strategically about what's going to work coming up. Like, for instance, in the last 6 weeks or so, a lot of people have been sharing images and recipes and all sorts of things, all sorts of content on social media to do with food that is around Easter or around Mother's Day, because it's been Mother's Day here in the UK. So there's been a lot more of that. That's just heightened over the last few weeks. So if you're scheduling in your content on social media, which again, I love planning, I think it will help you a huge amount. So I really, really recommend it. Think about then some of the imagery, the video, but also the behind the scenes stuff. So what goes on behind the scenes? I don't know about you, but I love seeing what goes on behind the scenes of a kitchen of a business or a brand. And in a way, by sharing what's going on behind the scenes, sharing that kind of behind the counter, the bits that people don't see, this is where social media can be really great, because you can get in there with a camera. It doesn't have to be professionally shot. Rough and Ready is absolutely great for this sort of behind the scenes stuff. But you're giving people a glimpse into your world, into what you do. What is it that you're wanting to share? People then can understand your business a bit more. And when you understand something, you begin to love and trust them a little bit more. So seeing behind the scenes, understanding how things work, share what isn't working, share when things go wrong. It makes you human. It makes people relate to you. It's really, really easy to do on social media as well. There are so many things you can do, like the amount of times that you would score a loaf and it would come out looking completely different to what you thought it might be. Sharing those kind of fun things actually builds that brand rapport, and that's where social media can be really, really great. So think about how you can get those behind the scenes stuff. It doesn't have to take huge amounts of your time. This is the thing. This is what social media gets. It feels like it can be quick and easy and you can do it on the fly. It gets so often as a business owner, you'll deprioritize it over getting the customer served quickly and making the products. It becomes a thing to do last on the list. But actually, if you just spend 1-2 hours a month planning what's coming up in your calendar, planning a bit of social media scheduling, schedule it in advance, plan it in advance a little bit. Even if you don't actually post the posts, but you know what's coming up, it'll be so much quicker and easier for you to actually just do post on social media, post on, get that visibility. And because you then got that consistency, you can then get more traction with your customers, which will ultimately make more sales. So just have a little bit of planning. Think about what you need in advance. It will really help you to get that. And think about when your customers might be online. So a lot of the time I would put either stuff out very early in the morning, because it would be before when people wake up, they will then go to social media, be one of the first things they do. Think about how quickly you go and look at social media in the morning, or check your emails, or reach for your phone. Some of you might be on your phone before you even got out of bed. I am not one of those people. I am definitely one that takes a little bit of time to wake up, and I actually have an old-fashioned alarm clock, so I try and be really strict about my phone usage during the sleep time. But if you're thinking about your customers and how they consume social media or what times of day, think about when's best to post. And remember, social media isn't necessarily instant. Depending on what your content is and how you post and whether you're consistent, the social media platforms will decide when your customer sees it. So if you're on Instagram, or if you're on Facebook, or even on TikTok, just have a scroll through and look at the things you're seeing and when they were posted. You'll probably get a lot of sponsored. You'll see sponsored links, which are their ads. But look at the stuff that isn't sponsored links. See when they're posted, and then work out when you're seeing them. So that's why you need to think a little bit further ahead, because you can't just post a picture of what you got cake-wise that day necessarily. You can use stories for that. And stories are the ones that are the top of Instagram, at the top of Facebook. You kind of got that little round circle, which is your icon, and you see rings around it. That's a story. So that story lasts for just 24 hours. So that's when you can post the most important things that are going on that day, like that. But if you're posting that as a normal post, likelihood is your customer might not see it until a week later sometimes. So that's why planning is really important. And understanding a little bit of what goes on behind the scenes in the social media channels will really help you to get a bit more strategic with them. Like I say, it doesn't have to be complicated. You can keep it really, really simple. Do one thing well, and then grow it from there, depending on what's working for you. If something isn't working, change it, make it different. So that is my few bits of advice for how to get the most out of social media for your business and get more sales on more customers. So really get to understand and know the customer first, and then you can go from there with it. And I get social media is overwhelming. I've been doing it for a long time, and I do love social media. I think it's got lots and lots of benefits, but I do know it can sometimes feel like it's just always hungry for more. If you need help with social media, whether it's getting things done, getting a content plan in place, maybe it is help just with your planning. I do all of these things. I help people get set up. I also do ongoing management, so you can invest in my services for a period of time, and I will take all of the social media away from you and do it myself. And I will get to know you and your business. So I do all of these things, and I do training. So I also do training sessions with you. So if you want a one-off training session, I can do it one-to-one. So get in touch with me if this stuff is just, it's just blown your mind a bit and you need help. It's worth the investment because, like I say, it's about getting visibility, and I can help you do that. Come talk to me, Naomi at Baking Boss. I am Baking Boss. Find out more about what I can help you with, or, you know, just share your experience. I'd love to hear what your relationship is like with social media. It's really great to hear what makes works for you, what doesn't. Because sharing is caring, and by us sharing, we all learn together. I hope you have a great week. I'm going to be back with another guest next week. I hope you enjoy, and as ever, happy baking. Thank you for listening to Baking Boss Kitchen Secrets with Naomi Rose. If you're enjoying this podcast, then please do give it a review. And don't forget to subscribe and follow. If you want to get some useful resources, then do visit my website, bakingboss.net. And give me a follow on social media at Naomi Rose Baking Boss and I Am Baking Boss. We'll see you on the next episode.